This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 1.5 million Americans dropped off the food stamp rolls. Are you aware of this? KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us on demand, anytime, 24/7. Check us out. If you want to call the program, 844-551-8255. 1.5 Americans dropped off food stamp rolls since Donald Trump took office. January of 2017. This is according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, statistics on food stamp enrollment. While Barack Obama added 16 million people to the food stamp rolls, Donald Trump is taking them off. He's not kicking them off. He's jobbing them off. The SNAP program participation dropped to 41 million and change. As of July of 2017, the most recent data available, that's a drop from 42,691,000 and change as of January when the president took office. A decrease of 3.48% or 1,487,642 people since President Donald Trump became the norm. From May to July alone, nearly 400,000 Americans got off food stamps, and the trend shows that the enrollment has been consistently falling every month of the Trump presidency. Folks out there, conservatives, I give you winning. I want you to ask yourself what we would be talking about if Hillary Clinton were the president right now. Would we be talking about falling food stamps? Would we be talking about the Uranium One Russia story? What would they be covering up? Who knows? Thankfully, we don't have to ask ourselves that. But what we can look at now is the data. And the data is Donald Trump's program, his economy, has made it's rock star status. I want you to consider this number. We've talked about it before. When Barack Obama took office, in his first, what I think it was the first year or first few months, whatever it was, he lost 4 million jobs. Donald Trump's first, maybe it was the first 90 days, but he's gained a million jobs. I think his first 6 months. First 6 months, Obama loses 4 million jobs. First 6 months for Trump, he gains a million jobs. Now, the delta of that is 5 million. And it just goes to show you the level of confidence, what happens when you put the right person in charge. While Barack Obama came in and he talked about regulating industry out of business, he told you he was going to crater the coal industry, and he did it. And Donald Trump said, I'm bringing it back, and he did it. Barack Obama told you manufacturing is going to move offshore and there's nothing you can do about it. And Donald Trump says, I'll keep manufacturing here and I'll stop people that were looking to move offshore from moving. And then I'm going to bring some of it back. And he's doing it. And you wonder, look, how many indicators do you need? You've got unemployment at its lowest point, and I think the last thing I saw was 29 years. And this is legit. These are good jobs. You've got consumer confidence at an all-time high. I told you guys the other day, it's going to be the best Christmas season we've had in a decade. You've got businesses that are reinvesting in America because of this president. And we can talk about all these other things. But then I want to add to it. You know, we got the stock market. I know. Y'all don't have to tell me what I'm talking. I know what I'm doing. This is my show. This is my new joint. Anyway, so you've got all these other things and producers talking in your ear. But now you have another factor. You have people who have probably wanted to get off food stamps. And by the way, they're not getting off food stamps so they can go get on disability, which is what people did in the Obama era. They're getting off food stamps because they have jobs. And they have jobs, good jobs. We're not talking about menial jobs. They have jobs that are going to lead to careers that they can invest in, and they find that an exuberance. These people are going to finally get to go out and not be at the behest of the taxpayer and feel guilty about spending money. Because I'm going to tell you something. If I was on food stamps, even if it, you know, it's my own money that I'm getting back in terms of welfare, but if I'm at the welfare of the nation, I'm not going to buy a bunch of Christmas stuff. I'm not going to go buy a bunch of extra stuff. I'm not going to the movies. I'm not doing the little extra things because I feel bad. And the other thing is, I don't know what I'm going to need that money for. But you're going to watch people. I hope they don't go to the movies. But whatever they do, they're going to spend their money and have a little bit of extra fun that they normally wouldn't have. And I can tell you a little personal story. I've done that a couple times in the last 3 months. I've actually gone out and done something I might not otherwise do under Obama because I had to watch my duckies a little closer. Let me give you the numbers. January to February, almost 409,000 people moved off of food stamps. Then from February to March, 95,000. March to April, 521,000. April to May, 176,000. May to June, 178,000. June to July, 236. And you're going to watch these numbers continue to grow. I want you to understand this, folks. From month to month, the smallest number of people that have moved off of food stamps has been 95,000. The largest number of people who moved off has been 521,000. Now, let's just use an average number and say 150,000. 150,000 people a month are coming off of food stamps, off the program. Have you heard the media applauding Donald Trump and saying, hey, congratulations, you're creating an economy to where people no longer have to be at the behest of the taxpayers and can now go be self-sufficient? Think about what that means when you've got off of food stamps and you've gone to get a job. You get up in the morning, put on your shirt, put on your uniform, whatever you put on, and you got to go out there and go to work. And you come home and the kids are like, daddy, daddy, or mommy, mommy. And you're like, yeah, dad had a great job at work today, son or daughter. Or insert pronoun that, you know, the gays want. Whatever, you now feel good about yourself. Do we test for that? I know there's a consumer, how happy are you index? We got indexes for everything. One final point before the break. Food stamp enrollment is down in 42 out of the 50 states, according to the USDA data. That's impressive. Now we got to work on those other 8 states. We'll be back in just a bit, folks. Keep it here. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Between two existing border fences, mock-ups of President Trump's proposed border walls are coming together.
What are we looking at? There are a total of 8 prototypes, 4 of which are constructed out of concrete and then 4 that are constructed out of alternate material.
These are pretty tall.
They are, 18 to 30 feet tall.
The Trump administration made that height and the construction materials a requirement. That at a time when apprehensions along the border are already on track to be as low as ever without Trump's wall.
Will this lower the numbers even further?
It's hard to gauge. There's always going to be some form of crime, or in this case, illegal migration. Can we do our job better? Absolutely. And I think that these walls are going to contribute towards that.
The full wall isn't funded, only these samples built by contractors. But if President Trump can somehow convince Mexico or Congress to pay, the wall won't be as long as the one candidate Trump proposed.
So currently we have just under 700 miles of fencing along the border. We don't have any intentions of fencing off the entire southwest border. It's not necessary.
So what happens now? Does the president come out here and literally say, okay, I like that one?
We're going to test it for breachability, for the subterranean aspect. Can we dig under it? Can we cut through it? Can we scale over it?
What happened? The people are crossing. Almost on cue, a group of asylum seekers, migrants not from Mexico, jumped over the existing fence to turn themselves in to border agents on horseback.
It's like a small group of three people just jumped over in the middle of the day. Girl there with a pink backpack. Can you explain to me what's going on?
This is the reality of everyday border enforcement. Well, the United States is still the draw, the ultimate draw for people that have dire situations where they're at. We're going to continue to witness this. It plays out on a regular basis for us.
And it did just here, just now.
Just now, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So, the 8 experimental prototypical border walls. And I love that the reporter says, well, this is the only part that's been funded. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump is going to build a border wall, period. And what's funny, people were, is he really going to build this wall? Remember during the campaign, is he really going to build the wall? Is that just metaphorical? Is he talking about it? Is Mexico going to really pay for it? Who's going to really pay for it? And you know what? Mexico's already started to pay for it. You guys don't even realize that. Mexico has already started to pay for this wall. I don't know what our trade deficit is with Mexico, but it's shrinking. It's absolutely shrinking. And you can bet that Tillerson knows exactly how much money we spend in Mexico, and he's gone over there, and he said, look, guys, I understand the politics of this. I can hear him with his country accent. I understand the politics of this. I mean, you guys can't, you can't lose face over it. We understand. But the fact of the matter is we have a $56 billion trade deficit, and you have a lot of people that are sending money back over that we can easily track. So if we look at your economy and we pull $56 billion out, and then we pull that additional $20 billion out that you're getting from your expatriates, well, let's just say this. Your economy is going to be built on drugs and drugs. So you will be paying for the wall one way or another. Now, the only question is, how do we save face so that you don't look bad? But the president doesn't look bad either. I mean, that's the conversation that has to be had with Mexico, because there is no negotiation room. What are you going to do? You're going to threaten to cut off what? Shoot. Don't even get started. Donald Trump will bring back businesses into this country with a quickness. See, let me explain, folks. We have these part of the North American Free Trade Agreement. We've got this, obviously, ability to ship products from Mexico without tariffs and things like this. And we've also built these manufacturing facilities across the border in towns like Juarez and I mean, just many of them, quite frankly. You know, what are some of the other ones? I can think of Juarez and maybe Matamoros and places like that. So they're called maquiladoras, these plants. And they're part of the agreement. And Americans cross the border into Mexico to go work at these plants, mostly in supervisory modes and, you know, holding the interests of the American corporation. And then Mexicans are employed in droves. And these are the best jobs in Mexico, because unlike the other jobs in Mexico, these guys have to follow many of the American guidelines. Now, they get some benefit of the Mexican economy, so you're not paying the exorbitant wages that you would pay in America, but you're paying very good wages for Mexicans. So they love these jobs. And it's a big part of the economy. As I said, there's a $56 billion trade deficit between the United States and Mexico. So we have a huge advantage. Now, the question is, could you move those facilities back across the border, employ Americans, or even move them over and say, we'll let Mexicans have work visas to come work in America and go back into Mexico? You could cut our deficit, our trade deficit, in half by just doing that. We did that as a favor to our south of the border neighbors, doing this North America Free Trade Agreement. Now, if you want to run a $56 billion deficit, that's okay, as long as you're getting something for it. We run a $367 billion deficit with China. Now, the question is, what do we get for it? So far, we've gotten not very much. Under Obama, we've watched that deficit grow as we bring in junk Chinese products, but we haven't balanced that trade deficit out at all. And so Donald Trump says, I'll tell you what, we'll start working on this North Korean thing. We'll see how that goes and yada, yada, yada. But he will address that as well. Here's what you can bet. The trade deficit with Mexico will shrink in direct proportion to the wall, if not more. Donald Trump is not going to spend $1 of tax, American taxpayer money that isn't already accounted for in somewhere else. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, that's not technically Mexico paying for it. Sure it is. If you've been enjoying $56 billion annually from us, and suddenly you're only enjoying $20 billion annually, that's a trade-off. And the thing is once that wall is built, then Mexico's really going to have to step up to the table because now they got all these people coming back over. They're really in a major quandary now because they got people that have gone back because there's no opportunity in America and the jobs are going to be moving back to America. So what do? They got to build an economy. Now, I think Trump's going to help them build an economy. President Trump will say, let's work on this together. But here's what I'm going to make a bet on. I can't remember. I remember covering Eaton Corporation and some, you know, big manufacturers, Whirlpool, you know, people like that, manufacturing in Mexico. Many of those companies, well, quite a few, will come back to America and start manufacturing here. That's what I predict. I don't know which ones. I don't know when it will occur. But you're going to watch. These things will all coincide together. And then Tillerson will go over. He'll have meetings with Mexico and say, let's look at visas. Let's look at legalized immigration, worker permits and things like this to keep these jobs going. But Donald Trump is going to prove to Mexico how big our economy is and how big of an impact we have. And he wants to measure it from our side, not from their side. Because see, measuring it from our side says we are allowing X amount of dollars to go back into your economy, but you're also building part of that into our economy. Many more of those jobs will come to Americans as well.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. I promise we have a ton to talk about, but there's some things that I want to get to that I think are important in a strange kind of way, and I'm going to try to weave it in such a way that you understand the importance and why I've decided to cover it. But there was a woman who wrote an article about powerful women and how to deal with Weinstein, and it was published in The Atlantic, and her name is Britt Marling, and she explains her history with Harvey Weinstein. And there were so many things that came out of this that I said, I gotta cover this. So here's what she says. When the Harvey Weinstein story broke, I thought of something my mother told me when I was a little girl. She said, to be a free woman, you have to be financially independent. She wasn't wrong. And it's funny because I've had that, I'm not reading it anymore. I had that same discussion with my sisters. I've had that same discussion with friends of mine who are on the dating scene. I say to them all the time, I go, look, you're wasting your time dating if you're like, get a divorce, you're struggling, and you meet some guy and he buys you dinner and he, you know, gets the kids some diapers or something here and there, and you think, oh my God, he's going to save my life. He's amazing. And he's not. You're in a mode of going, I just lost my livelihood, and this guy looks like Prince Charming because he's bought me dinner a couple of times, filled my car with gas, you know, he's, you know, chump changing you. And so you think, oh, he's my savior. And then you marry the guy or start dating the guy and you find out he's an ogre. So you got to wait until you're there. That's when you want to offer yourself up to somebody, is when you're at your best, not when you're broken. And so I've told my sisters this and many other female friends and what have you. And I go, look, and by the way, this is true of guys too. If you're down on your luck and some girl comes along, she's like, look, I got it. You know, I'll pick up the check. Okay, fine. I'm not telling you, you know, everybody doesn't need a little help, but you can't make your decisions based on that. Guys tend not to. We tend to be like, nah, you know, we have a different mindset. And I'll leave it at that. We can talk about it in another show, but that's the difference. Women will see this guy's Prince Charming. Guys will see it as like, all right, well, I'll hang around, you know, take advantage of it for a bit until I find Miss Wright or whatever. But women, they're like, no, you're in. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, she says, I studied economics in college and went to New York to become an investment banker. To be blunt, I wanted the freedom money can buy. I had a sudden change of heart while working at Goldman Sachs as a summer analyst. I decided that if the world required me to sell the hours of my life in exchange for access to what had long ago been free, food, water, shelter, I wanted to at least be doing something that stirred my soul. This is granted a privileged position. But as a young woman, this was the conclusion I came to. Before I get to the conclusion, I want to tell you she gave us a hint as to her ideology because she says that, you know, food, water, and shelter were free. Yeah, maybe years ago. If you want to be in a cave, food, water, and shelter can be free right now. If you want to drink nasty water, it can be free right now. But I digress. So she says, I discovered acting and filmmaking in college, and the more time I spent immersed in it, the more I liked the person I became. I listened more acutely. I was more emphatic and imaginative. These are qualities that seem to be culturally on the decline. Our culture lacks forward-thinking talkers who can turn a profit without feeling too much about who may suffer the consequences, usually poor people, people of color, and women. Acting felt like a noble pursuit and maybe even a small act of resistance. I don't know if that's how actors feel, but I will tell you this. What she said about opening your imagination and things like that, I completely agree. I think everybody should pursue an art in some form or another, music or drawing or whatever. Anyway, she says, Hollywood was, of course, a rude awakening to the kind of idealism. I quickly realized that a large portion of the town functioned inside a soft and sometimes literal trafficking or prostitution of young women, a commodity with an endless supply and an endless demand. The storytellers, the people with economic and artistic power, are, by and large, straight white men. As of 2017, women make up only 23% of the Directors Guild of America, and only 11% are people of color. White men tend to tell stories from their perspective, as one naturally does, which means women are generally underwritten. They don't necessarily even need names. Bikini Babe 2, Blonde 4 are parts I audition for. If the female characters are lucky enough to have names, they are usually designed only to ask the questions that prompt the lead male monologue, or they're quickly killed in service to advancing the plot. Now I want to stop there for a second and say, she's explaining Hollywood, telling you the inside scoop. It's a male, white male-dominated society. Remember when Michelle Obama pointed across the aisle and talked about the white men over there? She's pointing to the very same men, but the problem is these men aren't conservatives. These men aren't right, you know, right wingers who are keeping their thumb on, you know, their boot on the neck of the females in America. No, these are white men who are keeping their feet and other body parts on the various portions of the bodies of American women and being blamed, acting as if these people are the conservatives. It's not us. So she's telling you straight up. There's not enough blacks, there's not enough women, which for the record, I don't care. I don't care who makes film. If a film is good, I'll watch it. I don't care who makes it. Does the perspective matter? Of course it does. I'd love to see more good films from a black perspective, but it isn't like somebody's stopping us. If I wanted to, I could make them. Anyway, here's what she says. Once when I was standing in line for some open call audition for a horror film, I remember catching my reflection in the mirror and realizing I was dressed like a sex object. Every woman in line for the audition for Nurse was for Nurse. She says, we had all internalized on some level the idea that if we were going to be cast, we'd better sell what was desired. Not our artistry, not our imaginations, but our bodies. It was around this time that I remember sitting in a casual gathering where a straight white male activist said, our gender and race has all the power. So when you want to have sex with a woman, you have to ask and get her verbal consent, he continued. If that woman is a person of color, she is oppressed by both her gender and her race, then you should really ask twice. The literalism of his ratio was ridiculously reductive and his declarative tone off-putting, but I appreciated that he was trying to articulate how complicated it is to negotiate the invisible forces of privilege and power inside sexual encounters. He was trying to help other young men understand why it can sometimes be hard for any woman to find and voice no within a culture that has taught her to mistrust herself or to value herself through male approval. That is the biggest bunch of hogwash that I've ever heard. If you train your children, boys, to respect women, and women, girls, young girls, to respect themselves, that is nonsense. Everything she just said. But what's funny about it is how it came to be, and she's listening to a male activist who's talking about this stuff, and none of them know anything about it. They've been in this liberal bubble that makes them think that they're intellectuals understanding the human psyche as it relates to sex and other human interactions, and it's nonsense. She says, I emerged from this period thinking about the power dynamics inside Hollywood. If auditioning for parts was largely about seeking male approval, and the stories themselves were narratives I didn't always politically or morally agree with, then the only way for me to navigate Hollywood with more agency was to become a storyteller myself. That's an easy thing to say and very hard to do. I stopped auditioning. I worked a day job, spent nights and weekends at the public library downtown reading screenwriting books. I did this for years. Eventually, I co-wrote and starred in two films, and was very fortunate when they were programmed at Sundance in 2011. So, stop there. This young lady, she's obviously bright, going to work for Goldman Sachs, says, I took some time off, wanted to learn acting, found out that acting was very male-dominated, not by us, not by conservative men, by leftist men who still treat women as objects and yada, yada, yada. And you've heard me talk about Hollyweird. And the fact that they can say you're too fat, you're too ugly, you're too white, you're too black, and tell you how to be. So she didn't like that, and she says, you know, I felt objectified. So what did I do? I went and decided I was going to become a storyteller. She analyzed it the way a management consultant will, like a Goldman Sachs type, and she said, here's what I need to do. And she took it, and she became successful. And in 2011, she got two films green-lighted at Sundance, and bada-bing, bada-boom, life is good. And she says, I'm taking you through this brief history because I think it's important to understanding when Harvey Weinstein requested a meeting with me in 2014, when the industry had deemed I was legitimate fresh meat. And I was, in some ways, in a slightly different position from many who had walked the gauntlet before me. I, too, went to the meeting thinking that my entire life was about to change for the better. And I want to come back and make a point about this that I think you're going to find intriguing.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm talking about an article that I read, and it was a powerful woman. Her name is Britt Marling, and she's explaining in The Atlantic how she met Harvey Weinstein, and she had decided that she did not want to go to Weinstein as a whiny little actress, but more as a storyteller, someone who's written a screenplay. And Harvey Weinstein could either say, yeah, I want it or not, but she was then free to produce her own stuff, yada, yada, yada. And I love the article because it's got so many contradictions. He's talking about the inner belly, the inner workings of Hollywood, the ugly underbelly. And she's saying, you know, things like, well, Hollywood is set up for white, old white men. And I'm thinking, where have I heard that before? These are old white leftist men that nobody's complained about. And Harvey Weinstein not only tells you what old white leftist men are willing to do when they're in positions of power, and we're just starting to see this revelation. And oh, by the way, even as of this, I don't know how long it's been. Harvey Weinstein was in rehab for a week. That was a few days ago. We learned about the allegations a couple of weeks before he went into rehab. So we're pretty close to a month in on all the inner workings of Hollywood, the dirty nature of the beast, and nobody's named anybody else. They all allude to there being others, but nobody said a word. So I want to go back to Ms. Marling, Britt Marling's article, where she's talking about now she's had her first meeting with Harvey after she's been to Sundance Film Festival with two successful films in 2011. And we fast forwarded to 2014, a meeting with her and Harvey Weinstein. She says, when the industry had deemed I was legitimate fresh meat, I was, in some ways, in a slightly different position from many who had walked this gauntlet before me. I, too, went to the meeting thinking that perhaps my entire life would change for the better. I, too, was asked to meet him in a hotel bar. I, too, met a young female assistant there who said the meeting had been moved upstairs to the suite because he was a very busy man. I, too, felt my guard go up, but was calmed by the presence of another woman my age, by the way, a woman who represents women, leftist women in Hollywood, who knows what's about to happen and gleefully, gladly sets up this woman to go up to Harvey's suite. I, too, she said, felt terror in the pit of my stomach when that young woman left the room and I was suddenly alone with him. I, too, was asked if I wanted a massage, champagne, strawberries. I, too, sat in that chair paralyzed by mounting fear when he suggested we shower together. What could I do? How not to offend this man, this gatekeeper who could anoint or destroy me? Now, I could go back to the time when I talked about women can make a choice. We all have choices in life to decide, do I want to go for the money, go for the gusto, or do I want to go for, you know, my morality? Do I want to sleep well at night being who I am? And this woman, I'm not going to finish. Let me finish the story with her later. But many of these starlets, and we did a thing, it was called Harvey's Girls, eight women who were supposedly slept their way to the top, and it had the girl from Hunger Games, and it had Jessica Alba, and I'm just naming a couple I remember off the top of my head. And I don't know whether they slept their way to the top or not. That's what somebody else alludes to that's in a Hollywood insider. Would it surprise you to learn that these women succumbed to some degree to Harvey Weinstein? Here's what I can tell you about both Jennifer, whatever this girl's name is that did the Hunger Games, and also Jessica Alba. Neither one of those girls is anything to write home about. Neither one. You could say Jessica Alba's a pretty girl, but pretty girls are a dime a dozen in Hollywood. She's not a great actress, that's for sure. The other girl is supposedly some great actress. I've watched a few of her films, and you could have put any person in there, and I wouldn't have noticed the difference in the role. I'm just being honest. Her role in Hunger Games wasn't so unique that you were like, oh my gosh, she so captured it. I've seen roles that you go, man, that is only, there's only two people or one person that could do that role and sell it. So don't talk to me about this, these girls being so amazing. And they came out of nowhere. Oh, you know who the other one is? Sienna Miller. Sienna Miller was in the movie with Chris Kyle's, she played Chris Kyle's wife married to, I can't remember actors' names, but he's considered a hunky dude, and he played Chris Kyle. Anyway, Sienna Miller came out of nowhere. I had never seen this woman in anything, and suddenly, bada bing, bada boom, she's in three, four movies. Movies that I was like, that's Sienna Miller. Saw one the other night. I went, that's Sienna Miller. Whoa. Didn't put two and two together until the Harvey Weinstein thing that we found where it said these eight are actresses who are rumored to have slept their way to the top. There you go. New name to kick around, Sienna Miller. And I will tell you, I've seen her act. Nothing. There are so many actresses in Hollywood who are looking for work. Why am I knowing about these ladies now? Because they all got decent bodies, decent faces, and they all knew Harvey. So anyway, back to this girl who's now she finds herself with Harvey Weinstein, and she's in his room under the same circumstances as other girls, and now I want to finish this thing. She says it was clear there was only one direction he wanted this encounter to go, and that was sex or some version of an erotic exchange. I was able to gather myself together. A bundle of firing nerves, hands trembling, voice lost in my throat, and leave the room. I later sat in my hotel room alone and wept. I wept because I'd gone up the elevator when I knew better. Okay, that's what Eddie Bernice Johnson said. Why would you put yourself in that situation? You say to Harvey Weinstein, if we're going to have a meeting, we need to have the meeting down here, or the meeting doesn't occur. Nobody's too busy to ride an elevator down and tell you, hey, here's what I'm thinking about. Don't try to play me. But she didn't. She went upstairs. She says, I wept because I let him touch my shoulders. Oh, my goodness. I wept because at other times in my life, under other circumstances, I had not been able to leave. Now, I don't know what that was. She didn't elaborate. But here's what she eventually says. She says, but eventually I left. She says, the actress in me wanted to stay. But the writer in me, the director, the producer, the person who has the talent that wrote these pictures that Harvey Weinstein is potentially going to look at for me, was the one who left. So here's my point to this. Women say, oh, well, I was vulnerable. That's why I went up there and Harvey was able to take advantage of me. But had I done what I should have done, which is to prepare myself for the potential eventuality to say, look, I'm never going to be held prisoner by anybody because, one, I'm financially independent, and, two, I have the talent to get my own things produced, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Look, there are many guys out there that want to sell screenplays. They don't have anything Harvey Weinstein wants. I don't know where Harvey gets his work. Does he buy all of his screenplays from women? Because guys go in there with their screenplays. They have no physical attributes that I can think of. I don't think Harvey's gay. Harvey Weinstein is gay. So they go in and go, hey, Harvey, here's what we got. Here's my pitch for my show. Here's my pitch for my movie, my TV show, whatever it may be. And Harvey Weinstein sits there and goes, yeah, he's still God. What's he requiring of guys? Here's the point. Guys don't have anything to offer except talent. That's why we excel at it. That's why we do it. That's why we say, you know what? I want to write something spectacular. I'm going to do something spectacular because I don't have feminine wiles. Women know that they can use these feminine wiles and get things done. And the choice is yours. I get that Harvey, you know, wouldn't let some people leave through a door while he watered the plant. Now I'm using my finger quotes on that. Okay. Horrible thing to happen. Disgusting or whatever. And perhaps Harvey forced himself on a woman or two in his hotel room, which makes him even a bigger scumbag. But the fact is, the majority of these women who decided that they were going to build their careers, and they have built massive careers. Gwyneth Paltrow, one of the biggest female stars out there. Angelina Jolie, big star. Many others. They could have said no. They could have just flatly said, I ain't doing it. And to my other point, and I've been making this for a long time, what if all the women said, we're not sleeping our way to the top in Hollywood, period. You're going to reevaluate us and our talent. You know what you would be, women? You would become men then, because that's all we have. We don't have anything to negotiate with Harvey with. So this girl wants to say the man part of her left that room.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.